Hello.
Oh, hi Bryson. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I got your email and I'm sorry to hear that. It says that the calls were hanging up every time we would reach out to you, or was that when you tried to call into us?
That's when I tried to call it. It was just like somebody answered and just hung up immediately.
Oh. Interesting, because I looked in the call log and I didn't see any calls, so I don't know why those weren't registering, but I'm happy that mine went through.
Yeah.
What you could do is always use my direct extension as a point of contact, since we know that at
Oh,
least mine is working.
I
Oh,
tried to
it
call
didn't
you.
work for me either. Did you
It
put
did
in 777?
the same thing.
Interesting. Okay, I'm gonna have to have the tech department look at that. And then, what did you mean about, it's been like you're still not verified and it's been very
Yeah, so
stressful.
I was supposed yes yesterday I was supposed to do Google Live verification, and I was getting all that set up, and like as
Yes.
soon as I get into it, where I'm talking to the person where they're gonna help me verify it, it just like kicks me out, and then it's not available anymore.
Oh, I think it's still available because there's a note in here from the verification department that they were going to follow up with you in like an hour regarding the live video to make sure it got done. So I would think that if it wasn't available, they would have taken that note down. Let me just send that department a message and see, because maybe there's somebody in that department that could kind of get on the phone with you and actually just walk you through it. Because if it's bumping you out, it's probably bumping you out for a reason, and they can probably easily figure it out. I've had it happen once where the person's resolution on their video was just a different format, and once they fixed that, they didn't get bumped out anymore, you know?
No, but
And
when
our
I
tech.
go, it says to select a way to get verified. It's not there anymore.
Oh, it's not. Okay, let me ask here. Let me find out if it's still available, because they're the verification department, they'll know. So you think that when you got bumped out of it, if that's when it kind of like took that option away, because when you tried to go back in, it wasn't there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see, maybe they just have to reset it or something, but I'll see. Also, last we talked, I offered to push your billing out 2 weeks. I saw that that hadn't been taken care of, so you were scheduled to be billed tomorrow. So it's a good thing that you tried to call us today, because I was able to apply that. So you're still paid in full until November 20th. This time, I don't know if I tried to put it in last time and it didn't stick or something, but I do see that it's applied now. So we're good to go there. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I want you to get this done since it's been so frustrating. You know, I definitely want you to get it done so before that next payment hits.
Yeah.
So, and then I'm just gonna see if there was a problem with the phone system today. I don't know why you couldn't get through. So that was with the whole 877-635-6225 number, right? It didn't matter if you tried to hit like for option one for customer support, or if you tried to hit my option. No matter what
Yeah.
you tried, it kept clicking you out.
Wouldn't even that. It would just like, as soon as I called, it would just like beep twice and then hang up.
Okay, I see. He's telling me that the Google business page is suspended and they filled out the appeal. Do you remember if you had reviews on it?
Reviews on what?
On your Google business page?
I don't think so.
Okay, because he's suggesting rather than us waiting for Google to go through that appeal and get the live video available again and go through all that, he said it would be faster to make a new Google business page, and then once that's verified, we can merge it together with yours, and then we can delete the duplicate one. But, of course, he doesn't want to do that if you have a bunch of reviews on it. But if it's a new one that you just created and you just had trouble getting it verified, even if it was through our process, then he's suggesting that we get a new one going.
So how do I – wouldn't it be the same process? How do you get another one verified?
I don't know, but he's saying that would be faster. Let me ask him. Or maybe I could even ask him if he would talk to you real quick just so that you can understand it, because he's the best. His name is James, and I tell you, I've had clients that tried to get their Google business page verified on their own for like a year and a half. He gets on the phone with them, and it gets verified right away. So I don't know what he does, but he is such a good verification agent. He's so good at what he does. Must have done one of the verifications options prior, either phone, PV, or video. You did do the video verification, right? And then it offered you the live video?
Yeah, so none of the options worked. So then I tried the live video.
Okay. So. I'll put, client is asking, how can a new Google business page get verified quicker? Isn't it the same process? So I asked him the question, but I also asked if he can take the call or call you back, because I think that would be faster for him to explain it than for him to like type it out in the chat and then I have to read to you what it says and then you might have another question and then I type it back to, you know what I mean? So I said, hey, James, I think it would be faster if you know, you just were able to explain this, but let's just see if he's available because I don't know what his schedule looks like. So I know that we're off at 4 Pacific, which is in like 7 minutes, so I don't know if he's able to take the call or not. But I do know that if that's what he's suggesting, I would go with it. Because like I said, he's such a good agent, and if he's saying create a new one, get it verified, and then, you know, delete the duplicate, that would definitely be the best move. And I know that he's advised other clients to do that where it's gone through successfully. What do you think happened when they denied it the first time? You think it just wasn't enough information that you sent on the regular video, or do you think there was something on there that threw a red flag with Google? Or because sometimes we don't know when we fill out the appeal, we don't know until they get back to us, you know?
It wouldn't even let me do the video.
Oh, so the regular video verification never went through, and so that's why they suggested the live, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Oh, he says he's calling you now, so let me hang up the phone, and if you see it ring, then that's James, okay?
Okay.
Okay, awesome. He'll take care of you. Have a good evening.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.